And welcome back on a Friday night. Dick Fain with you here on Varsity Football Live. Randy Novak, our executive producer, always does such a great job in locking up the top coaches in the state of Washington. We had Coach Thielbar from Eastside Catholic last week. And then this week, one of the greats, John Eagle, joins us from Camas. You know, Coach Thielbar took his Eastside Catholic team to the state championship game in 3A last year, where Coach Eagle took his team to the state championship game in 4A. Last year, and he joins us here on Sports Radio. Hi, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great.
And that game, I know you guys came out on the short end of the stick, but I've been following high school football very, very closely since my freshman year in high school. That would have been 1988. So we're going on quite a ways here that I've been watching this 25 years. And I don't know if I've ever seen a more exciting finish than that game at the Tacoma Dome in the state championship game last year. I know maybe exciting is not the word that you would choose to use, but what a tremendous, tremendous football game between you guys and Chiawana coming down to the final second.
Yeah, you know, that has been the topic of conversation in Camas for, since that game.
And, yeah.
You know, it doesn't matter where you go, downtown or somewhere, somebody's going to bring it up, and, you know, it wasn't, it was not the highlight of our year, but, you know, getting to the game was a great for our community, great for our school, and, you know, I guess if you coach long enough, you kind of look back, and it really, truly is about the journey, it's about the kids, and, you know, like we said at our banquet, you know, if you knew how it was going to end, would you still go through it anyway? And everybody said, absolutely, we would do it. So
yeah.
It was a great run, and it just didn't quite finish the way we wanted it to.
Well, you got an opportunity that a lot of teams don't get, and that is the opportunity. I know there's, you know, different rosters, but you still have a lot of kids on this year's team that were on that year's team, and you got the opportunity to play Chiawana again, and you got them a couple of weeks back. Maybe just talk about that football game a little bit and what it meant to your team to get the victory against Chiawana.
Well, you know, it was, more so in high school, it's just really, I know it sounds trite, but it's just another game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of a new identity, new kids. You know, as the adults in the community and the coaches, it might mean a little bit more to them, but, you know, we just have to get our team ready. It was a physical game. You know, it was 16-14. We managed to come out on top, and we got a lot of kids dinged up after that game. It's pretty physical ball game. But, you know, what was interesting was we had the lead. We had the ball. Same, I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy, here we go again. And we managed to get a couple first downs and run the clock out, which every coach wants to do.
John Eagle joining us, the head coach of the Camas Papermakers. He always has his team right up there in the top 10 in state, right up there in the state tournament at the end of the year, and in fact last year making it all the way to the state championship game. You guys have always played great defense ever since you've been down there, and let's just talk about some of the defenders you have on this team. I mean, you've got 5-6 guys on the defensive side of the football that are being looked at the next level. Maybe talk about some of those guys and what type of defense you take your pride in.
Well, you know, we're just an old-school 3-4 team. You know, we've kind of, even though I think you could almost go back to the 80s, we've always been a 3-odd front, and the trends come and go, but we've always pretty much stayed true to that defense, and Dan Kilty is our defensive coordinator. We're both old Linfield guys, and he does a great job preparation. You know, he's definitely a cross-the-T's, dot-the-I's kind of guy, and it takes his preparation and our team's preparation serious. And we just seem to roll guys in every year. And they come in and know their role, know their assignments, and do it. So we've had, like you're talking about, some of these kids that are getting college looks. You know, I always tell college guys, you know, they're worth a look. At least give these guys a look, and maybe they might fit what you need.
John Eagle joining us. You guys get well prepared down there in the Greater St. Helens League. There's always a team or two that kind of pops and gives you guys a challenge down there. Maybe talk about that league and give us an overall picture now that we're almost to the mid-season point of what it looks like.
Well, you know, this is the strongest I've seen the league top to bottom. For a while we've had an upper half and a lower half, but there is some exceptional youth coaching going on in Clark County,
mm-hmm.
and there are several good teams. And you start to see some teams that have not done well in the past, and boy, they've got some quality. I know this sounds silly, but you know, if you pay attention to what their youth teams are doing and the enrollment numbers, you know, 4A, 3A football is so much about enrollment in a lot of ways, and we're getting bigger schools down here and better coaching, and it's the best I've seen top to bottom. And we added Mountain View High School, which has always been a strong 3A team, and they're up in our league now. So it's a pretty challenging league.
So that's certainly going to get you well prepared for the playoffs. And, you know, going into the season, what were the expectations? Did you have enough seniors or enough returners coming back that you thought, hey, the state championship game, a potential state championship, maybe erasing what happened in the title game last year, that is a legitimate goal? Or is that more of a, you know, with a lot of graduation, maybe you weren't quite thinking that high?
No, I tell you what the theme became. Is these kids just flat got tired of people saying, well, oh, yeah, that graduating class at Cameron's graduated, but they're really going to take a dip in performance. And I think they just got fed up with that. And I noticed it in the preparation. I noticed it in the commitment, how they approach things. And I wasn't surprised. It doesn't hurt that we have a quarterback that's playing very well, kind of flew under the radar. And he's playing very well right now, and I think, boy, he's going to be a good one before it's all over.
So what does it have to? What do you have to do to make sure that you not only reach what you did last year, but improve on it? What are a couple of the keys that maybe are holes right now that you need to patch up before November and December?
Well, you know, like most coaches, we're trying to develop depth. We're trying to eliminate mistakes. We're trying to just fundamentally get better. I think we work hard on that. You know, we're trying to, it's kind of a game of attrition. Got to get guys healthy and you know, we don't really change much about what we do. Most, you know, before we can worry about getting to the playoffs, we have to, you know, get better this week. Mm-hmm. And I know it sounds coach speak, but it's so true. I can't think about next week. I got to worry about what's happening Saturday afternoon.
Well, Coach, you've always been great to us on the show, coming on basically a yearly basis, and wish you more success, just like you've had over the past few years. Thanks for coming on.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
You bet. John Eagle joining